Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Tampa location in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. And don't forget, we're on the satellite as well. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us wherever and however they're listening to us, and to the EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along, thank you so very much. And a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, hour number two, he's sticking around because we're not done talking about what we're talking about, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the hospital ship, is it Mercy? Is that the name of the ship?
Yeah, there are two. There's Mercy and Comfort, yes.
All right, and the Mercy is the one that headed out of San Diego yesterday, headed for Los Angeles, where it's going to be set up as a trauma center, not for the coronavirus people, but for regular trauma care so that the hospitals can concentrate on the coronavirus people, correct?
That's exactly correct, Captain. They wouldn't be dealing with any kind of coronavirus-related patients. For one thing, because, number one, they're set up mainly for trauma, and second of all, they would not be able to do the isolation procedures as they would be able to do in a regular hospital building. So that's why, that's right, they're going to be taking the pressure off local hospitals.
Now, the House has had a lot of problems lately with insider trading. We heard all about that last week, right?
Oh, yes, and then some, yeah.
Well, the House now has introduced a bill, and I'm not sure who introduced the bill. I kind of doubt it would be a Democrat, but then again, I could hope it could be. But the House has introduced a bill banning lawmakers from playing the stock market, that's because of the insider trading information that they've been able to get, which up until now has been something that they could do. It's unfair for anybody else. They need to play by the same rules, and they're not. And this is something that hopefully, but then again, depending on who submitted it, this is something that hopefully they'll be able to get passed.
Well, that's right, and I believe this did come from House Democrats for this bill. And you're right, the optics, Captain, of what we've heard about over the last few days of those who might have gotten briefings about the severity of the coronavirus before it was widely publicly known, and then they sell off, in one case, I think, their entire portfolio, and then at the same time telling Americans you know, hey, we're prepared, it'll all be fine. You know, that is just a classic sign of insider trading or unethical behavior. And so I think at this moment in time, the optics of all that are so bad that I wouldn't be surprised if it passed and became law.
Well, the stock market yesterday plunged 3% despite the Fed aid and the virus bill that stalled again. And I'm going to take a look right now real quick. I'm going to go over here and go down to the... Oh, my goodness. Look at this. The futures, everything is in the green. Solid green.
Well, that's good.
And it's hopefully good. It's a good number. It's up. The Dow futures are up right now. I don't want to put something out there to get people going, oh, yeah, look at that. But the Dow futures are up substantially. NASDAQ futures are up substantially. And Standard & Poor's futures are up substantially. So all three are in the green solidly.
Well, that is good to know. And perhaps, Captain, you know, we do have an update, a late-night update on what's going on with this stimulus package.
Tell me about it.
And that is that it appears that Charles Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, of course, and also Steve Mnuchin, they say they have briefed President Trump, and that took place late last night or late Monday night, on the possibility that they're going to come to an agreement on Tuesday. They're still got things to hammer out, but they're close. And according to the reports, it seemed that the president was very positive, or at least according to Schumer himself, the president seemed very positive about what they told him about. So the markets, the futures markets, may be, and I stress may be, reacting to at least that little glimmer of hope that we won't have a repeat of Monday where they tried and failed twice to get this thing going.
One of the things that they got to hammer out, and this is the pork again, is this ridiculous nonsense. Right?
Right, so that's right. It became this opportunity because, as Mitch McConnell said on the floor of the Senate on Monday, he said, look, we were very close. We had a bipartisan agreement.
Do you know how many people took advantage of that Obama phone back in the day?
How many?
I know, well, a bunch of them. I know people that had 5 and 6 of those phones.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Well, see, again, and again, it looked like a government giveaway and this kind of thing. But it's, again, for Nancy Pelosi to fly back on an airplane when they were so close to an actual deal and then throw all this stuff in the mix has angered a lot of people.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. He's going to stick around for one more segment. And we still got stuff to talk about here. We still got to finish my list for Kyle. I'll be right back. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the Relief Factor Factory up in Seattle. And oh, by the way, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for going on 3 years and 11 months. The end of this month, it'll be 4 years that I've been taking it, and it's been working for me. I've recently had some problems with my left foot and ankle. That's the one that they did the ankle replacement on, and I got to a point to where the Relief Factor wouldn't take care of everything, so I had to go to the doctor and get it checked, and he gave me some heavy-duty stuff, which I took. Now that I'm done taking that, I'm back on Relief Factor, and I feel fine. So there you go. So it does work. It does work, and it will continue to work for people. So if you're suffering with pain, doesn't matter what it is, knee pain, hip pain, leg pain, ankle pain, joint pain, neck pain, back pain, whatever, this will help you, all right? And all you got to do is give it the give it a shot with a three-week quick start for just $19.95. Now, that three-week quick start, all natural product. You can find out more about it and order the product by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you, and that will get you that $19.95 3 week quick start. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The squad members, or at least two of them, one of them being Ms. Presley, and the other one being Ms. Tlaib, they are seeking a couple of legislative issues, bills. They've got one out there. One is to eliminate the student debt, and the other one is to help find roofs over the heads of the homeless.
Well, that's right. And part of that is to cancel out the student debt. Also suspend any kind of collections or garnishments that are going on right now, or any federal income tax returns if they're trying to garnish wages because of that. So that's part of it. The other thing is, like you mentioned, it's called the Public Health Emergency Shelter Act. It's $15.5 billion in grants to do just what you were talking about. So part of this sounds like sort of the Bernie Sanders, campaign, platform, basically. But all this is being done under the guise of, well, we're trying to help people with coronavirus. But at the same time, though, Captain, you know, there are ways to help people through the coronavirus event rather than simply trying to just fast-track to one of the very far left-wing Democrat socialist talking points. And so there's got to be a way to do that, because my question would be, where does it stop? If you're going to cancel debt for one group of people, why can't we cancel mortgages for another group of people or this kind of thing? There's a good question of where does it end. Right now the priority is getting people through this event so that they can get back on their feet again. That's what I think.
Well, it's called responsibility. And when you sign the dotted line to borrow money for whatever reason, you're supposed to pay it back.
Yeah, and generally up to this point, that's exactly what that stood for. Exactly. And sometimes it is hard, and there's no doubt about it, and people go through rough times and so forth. This is more of an existential problem, because this was unexpected. It is not something, that is organic in that sense, that there was a problem in the economy to begin with. So it's one thing to try to help people out, but they're simply trying to garner support for votes and so forth by taking away that debt burden instead of, and here's the kicker, instead of making the atmosphere available so that when they come out of school, that they get a great job and they can pay it back and then some, and they can be successful and they can have a wonderful American dream. That's what they should be doing, not just simply trying to, get power in the next political cycle.
Now, Florida is the sunshine state, but we're also the water state. We got water around us. We're like a little, we got the ocean on one side and the Gulf on the other side and the Straits of Florida on the other side between us and Cuba, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So consequently, there are boats everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And people like to use boats.
Sure.
And as a result, over the weekend, Miami got very upset because a lot of the young people decided to take boats, either their friends or other boats or rented or whatever, and they were on these sandbars that are all over the place around Biscayne Bay as well as around Tampa Bay and whatnot. You got nowhere to go, but they're there. And they park their boats in the shallows on the sandbars, and they get out and they party on the sandbar. And apparently there was several hundred of them doing that down there in a couple of different locations in Miami, and the mayor got all upset about it, and he said, oh, this is not right. Oh, they're not taking a bow. Look, they're too close. But again, I go back to what I'm saying. Hot weather. Okay, we're talking temperatures, and by the way, down by Miami, it was darn near 90 when this was going on. Again, the humidity, okay, and the heat kills this virus. It can't spread.
Well, yeah, hopefully so. And what we're going to be looking for is, I know that there's so far a small number of students who have tested positive who are spring break, who are enjoying spring break. But hopefully we will see that bears out, and that might be a real key to help at least having a good idea of when we're going to be able to begin to really come out of this crisis.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Florida decided to close their beaches and their boat liveries and a lot of their marinas to try to keep the spring breakers away from doing whatever. And it was just ridiculous, in my opinion. I mean, being outdoors is the place to be.
Well, right. That seems to be better, obviously, than being in a confined space.
Of course.
Yeah, or in a room with other people who might be positive. But we are hearing even from, people like Governor Cuomo and others, that, again, even the young people at this point, they need to be very careful only because if they were to have the virus, if they were to carry it back, they could carry it back to someone who's older and perhaps in a higher risk group. And that could be.
Well, that's true. But up there where they're at, upstate New York, you know, or I mean, I'm sorry, New York and whatnot, it's not 90 degrees. I'm sorry.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but this is all, you know, because we're learning so many new things about this virus every day. In fact, they may even say, well, sometimes you get a little bit better before you get worse. And we just don't know enough yet about to really write the book on it yet.
Now, I've saved the last for the toughest discussion here, and this is Morgan Stanley, what they're talking about things. They are predicting, according to what they're seeing, projecting that the U.S. GDP is going to fall 30% amidst 12.8% unemployment. And that's all coming fairly soon, according to them. They are also talking about, well, it's going to be great for the market because there's going to be bargains and money to be made and the market downfall by picking stocks that are way underpriced and buying them and watching them go back up again.
Well, right. I mean, in this particular moment in history, you know, we're not witnessing the kind of crash that we saw, for example, back in the late 2000s and 2008, for example, where you could point to certain market factors and certain mistakes that were made and this kind of stuff that everybody says, okay, it makes sense. This is why it all went down. So the bubble burst kind of a thing. But I think that because this is something that's come along, and something that is going to that we know the underlying economy is sound, mm-hmm. going to bounce back.
Yeah, and I believe that again, once we get the gate opened again, which I think is going to be sooner rather than later, because the president made all kinds of hints yesterday that after this 15-day period is up and they look at the numbers, and by the way, the numbers, and you saw the chart, you've been looking at what I've been looking at, the numbers are looking better.
Well, exactly right. And as long as people are seeing that, and as the slowdown, you know, this 15-day slowdown is effective, we'll know more in about 7 or 8 days here how that's really going. And then that's going to give people the confidence. It's going to give people more hope. We might be able to see some relaxations of some of the stay-at-home orders, this kind of thing, because people want to get back to work. You know, it's really
and
kind
the
of,
independent shopkeepers and the little restaurants and the little grocery stores and all that sort of stuff, they need to be open. They can't keep their doors shuttered because the price tag goes on. They still have to pay for their shop rental. They still have to pay for electricity, all that stuff. It does not stop just because somebody says, well, you can't go to work because it's you're going to get sick or whatever. But anyway, tell us how to hear your show, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks for sticking around late, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he's always a wealth of information. Always appreciate having him around. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at our first military and veterans news report. Got a lot of stuff to talk about there. A lot of stuff. Things going on. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are going to save American workers. and we're going to save them quickly. And we're going to save our great American companies, both small and large.
President Trump speaking to the American people from the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing. He's addressing the American worker.
This was a medical problem. We are not going to let it turn into a long-lasting financial problem. It started out as a purely medical problem, and it's not going to go beyond that. We're just not going to allow that to happen. Our country was at its strongest financial point. We've never had an economy like we had just a few weeks ago, and then it got hit with something that nobody could have ever thought possible. We are fixing it. We're fixing it. Our country will be stronger than ever before, and we fully anticipate that, and it won't be that long.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report number one of the night here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We'll tell you all about the National Aviation Academy here in a second, right after they get a chance to tell you themselves. So they get it first and I get it second. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, nothing is more important to the National Aviation Academy than the health and well-being of their students, staff, faculty, and alumni. The Clearwater campus is going to reopen April the 6th after closing about a week ago in lieu of everything that was going on with the coronavirus. And the Concord, Massachusetts campus will be open April the 8th. But in the meantime, both campuses are focusing on giving their students the safest, cleanest, hands-on learning environment possible. And veterans should also note the VA has extended benefits to online classes that you may need to take as part of the NAA's curriculum. So check the NAA website for further details on the VA loan changes and updates on National Aviation Academy April classes. All you have to do is go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. That's National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080. Well, a Crystal City-based DOD contractor who worked at the Defense Security Corporation Agency passed away March the 21st. He's believed to be the first death of someone working for the DOD who tested positive for COVID-19. That is a shame, but as things move along, obviously there's going to be more of this going on. Now, the president has ordered the National Guard in a federalized status. States get to keep control, governors get to call the shots, and the federal government will foot the bill as the COVID-19 cases rise where the National Guard is being used. Now, as the number of coronavirus cases increase in the United States, President Donald Trump ordered National Guard troops to operate under a status that allows them to be managed by their state governors and to be paid by the federal government. Now, that's a good thing. Also, returning troops were denied water and bathrooms under the quarantine coming back from the Middle East during the past week. That wasn't very smart. It wasn't the welcome home that the U.S. soldiers expected when they returned from war zones in the Middle East in the past week. They were taken off the planes they came in on and rushed right away to quarantine. And that's, I guess it's just what we're going to have to look at and look for in the future when it comes to what's going on. Usually they get a welcome of some sort, but didn't even get a what to or how for. Also, the U.S. military says some coalition troops will draw down in Iraq and return home as Iraqi forces have halted all training over fears of spreading the COVID-19. Now, I haven't heard anything about Al-Qaeda or ISIS or anybody else concerned about it. So I wonder if I don't think that's slowing them down, the bad guys. Just saying. By the way, have you seen the big shipments on the rail lately? Tanks and trucks and half tracks and Humvees and whatnot moving across the country? Well, it's not a sign of looming martial law. Because some people say, oh, look, they're going to be all over the streets. I mean, this is going to be it. No, that's not what it is. We went through this before, by the way, with the troops who were being rotated. We have a lot of troops that are coming back from not only Europe, but also the Middle East. And then we have a big bunch of troops that are going over there, as well as to Norway and whatnot. And a lot of their equipment is being moved on the rail right now. So you're going to see what we call military trains, where you're going to see everything from good-sized trucks to tanks to whatever else they might have to offer that they could get on a train. And that's just something you're going to see, so get used to it. But it's not because we're going to have martial law. Now, DARPA wants to help spur innovation for robots and tunnels. During an exercise in Washington last month, Washington State, most robots were not particularly battle-ready, although a few looked like they'd work in a pinch, and they were used to see what they could do, because rather than sending a human being down a tunnel or in a remote area, the military's now got the capability to send robots, and that's what they're going to be doing. By the way, troops at Camp Taji may now have to cope with toxic waste on top of rocket attacks. In addition to frequent and sometimes deadly rocket attacks, U.S. troops at Camp Taji, Iraq, have had to cope with a potential burn pit exposure to toxic waste dumped by a contractor, according to the Defense Department's Inspector General. All right, here we go again. By the way, North Korea, you probably didn't hear this, North Korea test-fired two apparent short-range ballistic missiles off the East Coast. Seoul's military said that it was apparently done sometime over the weekend, Saturday over Sunday, as Pyongyang becomes more active following 2 months of relative silence. And also, North Korea on Sunday welcomed a letter by President Donald Trump offering help in fighting the coronavirus, but warned that good relations between the leaders was not enough to restart the nuclear talks. So, even though we've offered to help, and even though they haven't said yay or nay, North Korea is saying that it's not enough to get the talks going again. Okay, good. Now, the Pentagon's major hypersonic glide body flight test was deemed successful. The Pentagon made good on its word that it would test a hypersonic glide body in a flight test this year, launching it from the Pacific Missile Range facility in Kauai, Hawaii, on March the 19th, to see how it would react. Worked perfectly. It was a perfect test. And the Pentagon now is asking the industry to help build ground stations it needs for multi-domain operations and for sending targeting data to military networks used to fire weapons. So there's a new ground station prototype that's coming out now by the military. And recruit processing stations are still packed as the Pentagon urges some social distancing. Now, while most moves, travel, and deployments have come to a screeching halt throughout the military, the services are continuing to ship recruits off to basic training, provided they pass initial screening for the coronavirus. They're not going to send somebody that's tested positive. Guarantee you that one. And the number of coronavirus cases amongst the troops has jumped now more than 31% as testing becomes more widespread. The Defense Department is getting a more thorough picture of the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the force. By the way, here's one that ought to get your dander up. An advocacy group is complaining about the lack of strict orders from the Navy and Air Force to end in-person worship services during the coronavirus pandemic, but officials from those services say the decision to do so rests with local commanders and not the chiefs of chaplains. Okay? We'll see how that works out. And I hear the music coming up. So, we'll let the music come in, and when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why a shotgun?
They got Obama
fall. We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm not afraid to die.
that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that happens to be the good old Born on the Bayou by the Creedence Clearwater Revival Group. And I will tell you this, there is unsettled weather in the west, severe storms in the mid-south, cold air building into the west this week, going to support continued unsettled weather with low elevation rain and mountain snow. Further to the east, a severe thunderstorm, a group of thunderstorms, which right now is right there along I-40 in Oklahoma, and also just north over the Kansas line, running pretty much parallel with what's going on down in Oklahoma, about 40, 50 miles in. And they've got flash flood watches tonight. They've got severe thunderstorm warnings as well as watches. You got to be careful. Believe it or not, you might get a twister out of that. Hopefully you won't, because I don't wish that on anybody. But the conditions are conducive to that. Hail, wind damage, a tornado or two possible. From there, all through the Tennessee Valley into the southern Appalachians on today. We'll be moving to the east. Right now it's pretty much stationary. It hasn't moved at all night. So be careful. Southern Oklahoma and northern along I-40 from El Reno all the way over to the state line. Let's see, Tulsa's included in this. I-44 coming out of Oklahoma City all the way up to the Missouri line is included in this too, so be careful. Now, there's a lot of winds tonight in New Mexico. New Mexico is a lot of breeze blowing around. You've got some wind in Colorado tonight as well, down south in the southeastern part of Colorado. If you're coming up 287, you're going to be in some wind. There's also a fire threat advisory there for the dry conditions that are that's around, so be careful. Don't throw any cigarette butts out the window. And then up in Utah tonight, north of Salt Lake City, and the mountains going north on I-15. There's some snow up there going towards Idaho, winter storm warning, as a matter of fact. And there's an area of snow that has settled in, and it's been there all night long, going up I-80 east out of Salt Lake City, all the way to about Rowlands, Wyoming, on I-80. So be advised of that, and that could be getting interesting right now. Also, some snow flurries up in the middle of Montana. Bozeman, you're probably getting it right now. Billings, you might be getting a little bit too. And then in California, in the mountains in California, from about Lake Tahoe south all the way down towards Bakersfield in the mountains, you've got snow tonight. You've also got snow over in the Redding area of California. You've got wind in Nevada just over the line from Reno all the way down south for probably 100 miles, 150 miles, somewhere in that range. But you've got a wind rolling there, pretty good wind. And then taking a look right now at what's going on in Georgia, this just popped up since the last hour. We got a whole bunch of fog tonight, all of a sudden, in central Georgia, and it's encompassing all of Atlanta, north up towards Kennesaw, and towards Chattanooga, and I-20, pretty much from the Alabama line all the way across to Augusta, Georgia. You'll be in and out of fog right now for the next several hours by the looks of things here. Also, rain up in the eastern part of North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota, and way up in Maine tonight, way up in Maine. You've got the remnants of that storm, winter storm warning for I-95 from the New Hampshire state line and Maine state line on up towards Bangor, winter storm warning there, and then snow the rest of the way to Nova Scotia. So keep all that in mind up in Canada tonight if you're going that way. The weather's going to get a little bit funky up there in Maine over east towards Nova Scotia. So nothing you can't handle, you big riggers up there. You got it all down pat, I'm sure. But to you French fry haulers that are running empty, going up there to Prescott and Caribou, you're going to have bad weather to go through to get up there to go get your load of French fries. So just keep that in mind. All right? Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and they are definitely, in my opinion, one of the best going out there. And I'm not just saying that because I endorse them, but because I've been in a number of them. So there you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us right now. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's see here. We're going to get into what the Trump campaign slammed with the 11 crazy Democratic demands after the top of the hour because you don't have enough time to do it right now. So I figure what we talk about right now is some of these bills that came out yesterday. I don't know who it was in the House, but somebody proposed a bill to ban the lawmakers from playing in the stock market, from using the insider trading information they get to make money on. I don't know where that's going to go. What do you think?
I get an email anytime anything is introduced, so I think it was really just chatter because nothing has been introduced and certainly gone through committee on that.
All right, well, it said House bill bans, and that's what it was. So apparently they got something they're working on just to know what the something is. By the way, the president says that he may soon loosen the restrictions on America. When the 15 days is over with, they're going to take a look at everything, and he may do it sooner to help the downward economic slide because he says that America's got to get back to work.
Well, that's an important thing that happened yesterday because he is already very much looking at not only the chloroquine in cadence with a Z-Pak being administered, so it cuts the sickness time in really by almost two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that Dr. Fauci kind of fought on a little bit because they would have to have these trials and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's already being administered here in the United States, period, and mm-hmm. with much success. And then there was quite the report that came out of Europe that they are using it as well. So what Trump is really trying to do is say, this is not going to be something that takes months. It's going to be something that takes weeks. And he's inferring that on the 14th or 15th day that we're going to relook at things dramatically to begin the plan to reopen America. The other interesting thing here is before he said it, because, you know, he talks to governors often, mm-hmm. is Governor Cuomo said the very same thing in very different words, but he said it's time to plan for a pivot to reopen.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you, Flip. Hope you're doing well. And good morning to Wally. Good morning to everybody that's in that chat room. Good morning to Richard, the Marine, is in there talking tonight. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.